Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, November 30th edition of Byers & Company. City Hall insider, former mayor of Decatur and publisher of the Decatur Tribune, Paul Osborne joins us, plus Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and our gift of the day. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Thursday. By the way, before we move off that last subject, Lindsay Romano and Jeff Daly, did you see that James Clyburn weighed in on the John Conyers accusations and said it was different because all of his accusers were white? Now we're throwing race into the...
My head hurts.
It should hurt. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
That's just... Now we've got to throw
you know what
race
he's using
into
the
it?
Analogy of that woman who drove her kids into the lake, you know, and then blamed that. That he keeps using that as the analogy.
It boggles.
Well, it boggles me that grown adults, depending on whether there's a D in front of your name or an R in front of your name, is whether you're outraged or not outraged, right, or whether you're waiting to find the proof or not find the proof. I just wish someone in this entire thing would be consistent in how we're covering it, how we're waiting to presume innocence until guilt. Paul, do you see any sense in any of this? I mean, it just depends on what it is you stand for and who you're fighting against and whether they're your friend or your enemy. There are no firm, fast rules on any of this.
No, well, I saw the other, I think in a Herald and Review a couple of mornings ago, they had an excellent editorial cartoon. I don't know if you saw it
about,
or not.
Yes, I'm waiting to calibrate my anger.
Yeah. It was a Democrat or Republican. I want to use that to calibrate my anger, my outrage. And, I think that's what's so dismaying about this, that if it's a Democrat and you're a Democrat, you're willing to kind of go easy on that. I mean, it's an infidelity. it's an outrage if it's a Republican and vice versa.
Yeah. And here's what I want to know. If Matt Lauer, I'm not justifying any action by anybody or any reaction by anybody, but if Harvey Weinstein and Matt Lauer, and if there's actual assaults involved, I'm sure there will be criminal investigations, correct?
Yeah, should be.
Yeah. And if Garrison Keillor, who was fired yesterday, and on his Twitter account, he said, it's astonishing that 50 years of hard work can be trashed in a morning by an accusation. I always believed in hard work, and now it feels sort of meaningless. Only a friend can hurt you this badly. I think I have to leave the country in order to walk around in public and not feel accusing glances. Everything this guy has said since this happens feels like he got screwed over in a situation that was nothing even remotely close to these other things we're talking about. But yet all of them are falling. And every politician that's been accused of this is still going to work today.
Yeah, there's certainly a double standard there. And I think in that,
and they're using taxpayer money to settle cases.
Yeah. How do you like that?
And we've become a part of that. And it's secret, and you can't see it.
Yeah, we've become a part of that.
Yeah.
We're supporting this by our tax dollars.
Yeah, John Conyers has settled suits with taxpayer dollars, but you don't have the right to know anything about it.
What is it?
I have to have Garrison Keillor's head on a platter.
Yeah, and I remember right, Garrison Keillor, he indicated that he was trying to console this woman, and his hand touched her bare back. I guess her shirt was loose or something.
And then he apologized, and she said, we're all good, and they were friends, and then the lawyer.
Yeah, next thing you hear is something from her lawyer.
Yeah.
And
if you think that there are, I mean, and Lindsay, please, I know you're not a spokesperson. You're just the only female here this morning. That there are not women who are capable of jumping on a bandwagon for a paycheck?
Yes.
I mean, because we're to assume in this narrative in this country right now that all men are evil and all women are telling the truth. I mean, isn't that the narrative?
Well, I think that was a narrative on Matt Lauer that... I think Savannah, the quote that I heard was, she was sorry for her friend or good friend of all these years, but I'm also sorry for these women that are coming forward in that. And I don't know, somewhere in the mix, I think we're losing a sight of what this was about to begin with. Some legitimate complaints and accusations with a lot of proof to back it up. And now it's just an accusation can destroy 50 years of war.
But now it's being weaponized.
It's a weapon.
And it's being used for political reasons. And the hypocrisy that people stand up, the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, the Sean Hannity's of the world, I mean, it's on the Democrat side and the Republican side, that they'll excuse away this Judge Moore's behavior and then jump all over Al Franken or vice versa. I mean, there's so much hypocrisy in all of this that it makes me sick.
Yeah, it makes me sick to listen to it. And quite frankly, a lot of the news coming out of Washington, it's at the point where you don't even hear it anymore. It just, it's so distasteful. And it's so down party lines. I mean, you can say the exact opposite of what you said 10 minutes ago and look in the camera with a straight face and see nothing wrong in that. You used to accept the fact that a lot of politicians felt they could lie because it was a political lie. You know, it's beyond that now. We can say one thing now, even with the cameras rolling, and 10 minutes later say something different. And if you get caught in it, say, well, this is really what I was meaning when I said that. It's just like, you know, and Nancy Pelosi and people and on the Republican side, too, you know, they're just repulsive. They're repulsive in their conduct. I don't know what they do in their personal life, but I know their conduct as a leader in this nation.
Yeah, they're not worthy of the leadership.
Yeah, they're not worthy of that honor.
No, nope, they're not. And there's not even any honor left out there on either side of the aisle from any of them. I'm so sick of the president, you know, getting into fights on Twitter with stuff that's so beneath the presidency while you've got, you know, Korea putting missiles off the coast of Japan. I mean, I just look around and I think it's all spiraling out of control. But what we should learn, if nothing out of all of this, and I will tell you that I believe that Roy Moore and Al Franken and Matt Lauer and even Harvey Weinstein deserve their due process. I mean, that's what this country's legal system is about. What we've learned is that you can't trust the national media. We've known that for a long time, right? I knew that in 2000 when Jesse Jackson was here, and I lived my day, and then I would turn on CNN and go, well, wait a minute, that's not my town. I mean, I've never trusted them.
No, well, yeah, and now they've confirmed what
now they've
always
confirmed
felt
that it's a bunch of petulant, you know, vanity cretins out there doing all of this.
Well,
and the connection. What's that connection always been to Washington, D.C., to the national media, to Hollywood? You know, this incestuous relationship we've had in this country with the powers that be at the top. And, oh, it's you know, do as we say, not as we do. We've always kind of known this, right?
Yeah, and I guess we've always given them somewhat the benefit of the doubt. But there's no doubt anymore. The stories are coming out of stories that were killed because of that relationship you're talking about. You know, that should have gone public. Maybe would have saved other women from going through the same thing.
And they killed it, you know, while they're all out screaming about Donald Trump.
Yeah. And then what they focus on is that, oh, yes, Melania Trump, she hung a mistletoe among the Christmas decorations in the White House. And, you know, the headline was, the public is outraged over the mistletoe.
Really? I've not met one person outraged over mistletoe in the White House.
Yeah, you know, I'm outraged. I'm outraged over all the president tweets to everybody. Why don't you just shut up?
I know.
You know, it creates his own problems. Yeah. He could probably do a pretty good job if he would quit that.
Yeah, somebody just needs to take the phone away because he's clearly not going to do it himself.
Yeah.
All right, I got to get off this subject because the whole thing I find. And I don't mean true victims. I mean real victims, and I understand why a lot of these women felt like they were powerless to do anything about it because you've got these gazillionaire guys that with this horrible behavior. I mean, we know now Harvey Weinstein was hiring like ex-Mossad agents to, you know, investigate people's lives. I mean, this is scary stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I'm glad that they found the power and the strength to topple this guy. And I hope they get whatever they can get out of as far as their own relief and getting back on with their lives. But now it has become a political weapon. I don't trust because I know the purpose behind all of this is to damage this side or damage that side. And so I will be happy to let courts or whatever it is play it out and we'll see. Now, do I feel sorry for Matt Lauer? If he's guilty of what he's accused of doing, not at all. But this guy's a gazillionaire who will land on his feet one way or another. What I do feel sorry for is I feel like we're getting to a point where men and women aren't even going to be able to communicate in life anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Because what does he mean by that? You know, he offended me by what he said. And I applaud the women that came forward
absolutely.
In the early part of this and said, you know, this happened to me and I'm coming forward and a great cost, personal cost and anguish. I agree with them.
I've heard a lot of people and women, by the way, you know, have said, well, I don't understand why they waited so long. I think it's probably hard to understand when you're talking about somebody as powerful and as rich as Harvey Weinstein and somebody who had such tremendous pull in Hollywood. You know, if you wanted a career and you want, I mean, it's probably hard to put yourself in that situation, but if you think about it, it's pretty understandable.
Yeah, that person could crush you.
And would do anything to it. I mean, not just crush you like you would think you would do in your personal life with friends. I mean, these people bring in lawyers and spies. And it's amazing when you read about the efforts of what they would go to diminish someone. I mean, it's unbelievable.
That's right. And I think now you look on the much wider scale of what's happening now and what constitutes sexual assault now. It's getting to the point that, hey, you're destroying what these heroes, the women who were the heroes that came forward.
You're diminishing the severity, the
importance of what they did.
Yes, I completely agree. But that's what we do in this country. We just run from one end of the spectrum to the other, and very rarely do we stop in the middle to find any common sense.
Yeah,
this is what happens. All right, so got to ask you about the tinted windows. This is hot on Councilman McDaniel's plate.
No, I got run over by a car the other day downtown because you try to look at the person driving to see
if you could walk or not.
Yeah, and to see if they're and the tinted window. I should not even move when there's a tinted window car, and you can't see. You can't see, and he almost ran over me. And then he lowered the window and gave me the finger. So I write, that's one disadvantage for people that express themselves that way. They have to lower the windows so you can see who they are. You can't do that in tinted windows. So.
All right, so you got a guy. Now, what is the law? Because I thought we already had laws about tinted windows.
We do, but people who you can't see in their car, they're breaking the law. No one seems to want to do anything about it. I mean, there's a whole code for your make of vehicle, the amount of window tint you can have in the front window, side windows, and that.
Yeah, because it's different, right? The front windows have to be a little bit lighter than the back windows.
Yeah, and you read that list, and I can tell you, when you have cars sitting next to you or sitting in an intersection and you can't see anything inside, those people could be talking on cell phones, they could be drinking, you don't know what they could be doing. And except, when they give you the high sign, they have to roll down the window because they can't communicate with anyone outside the car. But why would you want them that dark? People say, I have a medical condition. Well, you can get a clearance from the doctor if you have to really have them that way.
Or you can get some of those Ray Charles glasses.
Yeah. So I called McDaniel to see, where is that? I knew you were working on this. And he said, right now, basically, it's nowhere. And so I called Chapin Rose, who was involved in, getting this legislation introduced. And he said, when I talked to Chapin, he said, we were so busy with trying to get the budget and that a lot of items like this kind of got put on the back burner. But he said it will be introduced.
Okay, so I'm confused here. So what's going to be introduced? If we already have current legislation that makes this illegal, why do we need new legislation?
Well, you'd think we'd need enforcement.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not really sure that the final legislation is formulated. I don't know. It's going to have to be formulated in such a way that people can still keep their tent. They just can't be as serious a tent, as heavy a tent as they are now. And maybe it's in the fine system. Maybe it's what you fine someone. I don't know. But something has to be done. Why would someone want... Chapin said, or maybe it was Pat, indicated that the Chicago contingent were totally against this, which is really hard to get anything additional on the tinted windows.
Now, why would anybody, why would this be a geographical argument? Why would you be against, first of all, law enforcement, let's just forget the citizenry. Law enforcement has to pull over a car. Right?
Yeah.
And then walk up to that car, not being able to see anything inside of it. Why would anybody be against making that safer for law enforcement?
Yeah.
Live in Florida. It's not like we have 90-degree sun 10 months out of the year to fade your interior. Why would we in Illinois be against that?
I don't know. But, they could have a gun drawn on that policeman as soon as they roll down that window. There could be five people in that car, too,
right,
with guns. And, I don't know. In Chicago, maybe the mob doesn't want it. They're taking somebody for a ride. They don't want to be seen. You know, how many drug transactions take place in these cars? I can't understand why anyone wouldn't want a stricter enforcement, at least, of these tinted windows. When you can't see in a car, why does someone have it that way? I think in most cases, they don't want you to see what's going on in that car. They don't want you to see them. And to me, the ultimate problem is, as you mentioned, with law enforcement, it makes it more dangerous for your son or daughter who's a law enforcement officer.
I would think in this country right now, the mood that we have been in over the last several years and the interactions between citizens and the police, that the last thing you would want to do is add to the anxiety of that confrontation.
Well, yeah.
I mean, to set things on edge before it even starts by walking up to a car that you can't see anything in. I mean, I would think that we would want to do everything in our power to make that interaction between law enforcement and the citizenry to be less on the offensive, less aggressive, less, you know, and certainly by not being able to see in the car, if you're, I would only imagine a law enforcement officer, that's got to up the anxiety, if nothing else. I mean, why would we want that?
Yeah, it may make his reaction,
yes,
you know, much more tense than it should be. And then I think someone's starting to bring up, you know, well, this is a kind of like racial thing. Well, how do you know? How do you know who's in the car? You can't see in. It's just like, how do you know who's driving that car?
There's nothing in your genetic DNA that says you have to have tinted windows or not. I'm so tired of all this argument. I thought, when I read the piece this morning in the Tribune, I thought it was interesting because I've always wondered, as I pull up to a stoplight and look over and there's somebody in a car that you can't see anything, I always think, isn't that against the law? I mean, how does this guy drive around, or whoever it is driving, you can't see, without being pulled over and getting a ticket for having already broken the law?
Yeah, unless there's something there I'm not seeing, because there is a tinted window law on the books now. But the windows, in my understanding and reading the amount of tints, like 35%, something like that on some windows, you know, the cars I see that I can't even see in and see the driver, that's a much heavier tint than what the law allows for.
Yeah.
And to me, it's simple. If an officer, someone can't see in a car, even going down the road, you know, that person is committing, I don't know how many crimes there, talking on his phone, doing something else.
Yeah,
you don't know.
All right, we've got to take a break. City Hall insider Paul Osborne in the studios. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Cloudy skies this morning, clearing up with highs around 53 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly clear, lows around 30. Friday, sunshine, highs near 53. And Saturday, sunny highs near 54. It is 43 degrees in downtown Decatur.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
I'm Chris Funk of Hickory Point Bank, inviting you to find out for yourself what our customers already know. When you bank at a locally owned bank, you can feel the difference. You can tell by the way you're greeted, you can tell by the way you're appreciated, and you can tell by the way that we make decisions that have a positive impact on the communities we serve. Come to Hickory Point Bank and feel the difference. We're local, and we wouldn't have it any other way. Hickory Point Bank, invested. Member FDIC.
We never forget where we come from. The Flying Illini, the Orange Blazer, the Jersey Pop. We stand on the shoulders of giants. We will always be the Fighting Illini. Order the Fighting Illini 4-pack for $69 as the Fighting Illini take on Maryland December 3rd at 7 p.m. Call 1-866-ILLINI1 or visit FightingIllini.com today.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
WSOY and Cancer Care Specialists of Illinois would like to give you the opportunity to experience an exceptional holiday concert by airing the Millikan University Vespers performance live on our station Sunday, December 3rd at 7:30 p.m. Cancer Care Specialists of Illinois are proud supporters of the Kirkland Fine Arts Center and the Vespers performance. And a podcast of the performance will be available at nowdecatur.com for you to enjoy throughout the holiday season as their gift to you. Cancer Care Specialists of Illinois provide award-winning expert care with nationally recognized physicians and advanced treatment options. They treat every patient as family and give personalized care that's close to home. The physicians and staff of Cancer Care Specialists of Illinois wish everyone a happy holiday season. And Vespers is a great way to kick off the holiday season with an evening of carols and choirs performed on Millikan University's campus. So join WSOY and Cancer Care Specialists of Illinois by tuning in Sunday, December 3rd at 7:30 p.m. and enjoy the holiday sounds of the 58th annual performance of Vespers.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, good morning and welcome. City Hall insider Paul Osborne, publisher of the Decatur Tribune, former mayor of Decatur, in the studios. Going to be another battle gearing up here on Ash and 51, from what I am hearing.
Yeah, I think there's another developer wanting to go in there with about a 10,000 square foot complex. I don't think anyone knows what the stores will be or whatever, maybe fast food and that, but it's another fight for the neighborhood. And also, we've got a couple new council members, which developers may see an opportunity here to swing some votes.
Do you feel like, I know everybody gets so emotional about this argument, and I really am not. I'm in favor of us developing things. I think you have to. And I think that over the years, there's the phrase NIMBY for a reason, because people have done this since the dawn of time, not in my backyard, right? That conversation, this neighborhood can never win in the long haul. They're going to eventually lose this fight, right?
Well, you're going to have some victories, and you may have a victory this time again, but that's a target area for developers. And I think it's one of the top five, maybe the fifth busiest intersection in the city. That's what developers look for, where there's a lot of traffic. And so if this one fails to pass, there will be another one. And with a couple of new council members, they may feel they have a good chance this time. I think Jerry Dawson voted against it. I think Chris Funk, if I remember right, did he vote against it?
I can't recall. I can't remember.
But it was a 4-3 vote last time, and you've got two
new council members. And I just feel like, once again, I'm not telling these neighbors they're wrong. I'm just saying there seems to be an eventuality out of all of this that someday that's going to be developed.
Yeah, it's going to be a constant fight for them, and I would feel that way too if I lived right there next to it.
We'll take a break for the news. Back with more after this.
WSOY News Time, 7:29. City of Decatur, meanwhile, considering asking the City Council to approve or deny the construction of a new building on West Mound Road to replace the deteriorating fire station number 5. City was looking at the issue beginning in October when they came across a location at 330 West Mound Road. The city had looked at several other locations and found this one to be the best option. They held a neighborhood meeting, getting opinions from neighbors surrounding the location. City Manager Gleason said there was a small group of people who had strong feelings against the construction and understood their concerns when it comes to traffic and noise.
You know, when you're looking at a community of 75,000, you have to look at the greater good. It's puts the elected officials in a very challenging position, but that's what they agreed to do when they ran for their office.
Gleason said the new station location will tentatively go before the Planning Commission December 7th and to the City Council December 18th. More news after Fox at 7:30.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. An apology from Matt Lauer, fired from the Today Show after a sexual harassment allegation. Former co-host Savannah Guthrie reading his statement.
To the people I have hurt, I am truly sorry. As I am writing this, I realize the depth of the damage and disappointment I have left behind at home and at NBC.
Meanwhile, a report from the New York Times says Lauer sexually assaulted a female staffer in 2001.
A piece in Variety includes interviews with current and former staffers, one of whom said Lauer gave her a sex toy as a present, along with a note about how he wanted to use it.
Fox Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Days after North Korea launched its most powerful missile yet, President Trump blasting North Korea and China on Twitter a short while ago, saying the Chinese envoy who just returned from there seems to have had no impact on Little Rocket Man. That's his nickname for leader Kim Jong-un. Fox News, we report, you decide.
WSOY News Time is 7:31. Illinois' Medicaid patients will see a change in health care coverage come January 1st. The Department of Health Care and Family Services has signed a $60 billion deal with seven insurers to cover nearly 3 million low-income clients. Lawmakers have protested the way that Governor Bruce Rauner's administration procured the deal. Chicago Democratic State Representative Greg Harris has convened a hearing today in Chicago on the issue. HFS spokesman John Hoffman says the agency followed the same proper process for such purchases as it has for decades. Illinois spends $10.5 billion a year on Medicaid. It will pay about $15 billion annually starting next year, but cover hundreds of thousands more. And Hoffman says it will save up to $300 million a year because insurers agree to be paid less by the state. College hoops last night. Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski got a hint as to how tired his team was, but they were able to pull it together. Fortunately for the Blue Devils, Marvin Bagley III and Grayson Allen still had enough energy to persevere, and Duke used a late scoring run to fend off Indiana 91-81 in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. We have Sport Talk with Mark Tupper and Tim Kaine. That comes your way tonight from 5 until 7 on WSOY. Your next news update at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media. Media made locally.
Hi, this is Chris Riley with your Park District Minute. With me is Jamie Davis, the Santa Shuffle, the second annual Santa Shuffle, December 10th.
Yes, it is going to be exciting and even better than last year. Anywhere from ages 2 to age 10 can come and participate in the Santa Shuffle. They will run with their friends, and maybe some elves will run along with that. And you'll get a photo with Santa, a cookie to enjoy with Santa. And then also, we'll also be having our inflatables and a variety of different things.
So lots of fun for the kids. Now, and it's interesting because with the different age groups, they do a different distance.
Yes.
And different time frames, too. So that way the little kids don't get run over by the big kids.
Correct. There will be different age groups and different times. So, for instance, 2 to 4 would start at 3:30, and they're only running one lap. And then we just keep moving forward with that. But for more information, you can definitely call us.
Call the disc 429-3472 to learn more about this and other activities. Visit Decatur-Parks.org. And remember, it starts in parks.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Cloudy this morning, but we'll be clearing up with highs near 53 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 30. Friday, sunshine, highs near 53. And Saturday, sunshine, highs near 54 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 43 degrees.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, we're back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Each and every weekday morning, Mark joins us, the executive sports editor of the Herald and Review. All right, on the last day of November, let's talk a little baseball.
Indeed. Well, the Cardinals are still pursuing Giancarlo Stanton from Miami. The Cardinals, the Giants, there's a number of teams in this conversation. He would like to land on the West Coast. He's a California guy. He'd really like to land with the Dodgers. I don't know how interested the Dodgers are. But one murky issue in this is that teams are dealing with the new Derek Jeter-led Marlins. He is the CEO, part owner. And since there's no history of how they do business, it is kind of hard to guess how they'll do it in this case. Stanton has the leverage in the form of a full no-trade contract. He has to be agreeable, but he also doesn't want to be stuck in Miami surrounded with kids in the middle or at the beginning of a full rebuild with little chance to win for 3 or 4 years. Miami Herald ran a story that said that Derek Jeter had told Stanton, you know, if you don't accept one of these deals, we will gut the roster around you to reduce payroll, and you will be the only guy surrounded by a bunch of kids. In other words, he's kind of threatened him by telling him to drop the no-trade stuff. I think the Cardinals are still a strong player in this, but it just really hasn't heated up yet. It's a lot of conversation, a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff going on right now. Sometimes these things don't pop until the baseball winter meetings, and those don't start until December 10th. And yet, as I say that, you think about it, that's just 10 days away. So I think the feeling in baseball is that a bunch of other deals will open up and get done once the Stanton deal is complete. Everybody seems to be waiting for that one, even though a deal, you know, for bullpen help, for instance, which would interest the Cardinals, interest the Cubs, that they seem to be independent of the Stanton deal. But the Stanton deal is so big that it seems to be holding up everything else. If the Cardinals don't get Stanton, they have a lot of other options. It just there's going to be a period there when it will seem so disappointing because he is such a big fish. He's a 59 home runs last year, sort of the modern day Mark McGwire. They want a huge bat in the middle of that order, a big bopper, and that would become the centerpiece of their offensive universe, if you will, and then everything would fall into place after that. But we will see where it goes. He holds all the leverage. There's no doubt that, you know, that there are teams he's interested in, and I think he's trying to play them against one another. That's how it works right now. And eventually there'll be this big beauty pageant where these teams line up and come parading down the runway, maybe at the winter meetings, all making their pitches, and see who can come up with the best offer for both the Marlins and Stanton. We're not there yet, but we are getting close. Remember, there's $295 million still owed to him on this mega contract. But the teams you keep hearing are the Cardinals, the Giants, Boston, the Yankees, Phillies, the Dodgers, and then some reports recently have talked about some mystery teams involved. If it's not Stanton, Josh Donaldson, Eric Hosmer, Christian Yelich, Marcell Ozuna, the White Sox first baseman Jose Abreu is now being talked about. And, of course, the Cardinals are still looking for a closer and maybe another starter, too. So a lot going on, and yet not a lot going on. A lot of conversations, not a lot of action.
All right, we'll see what happens. On the other side of the break, we'll move over to the NFL with Mark Tupper. It's brought to you by Save More Pharmacy in Mount Zion.
Save More Pharmacy is offering a service for those that need to sign up or review their current Medicare Part D plans. Every Wednesday in November through December 6th, a Medicare specialist will be at Save More Pharmacy in Mount Zion. Call Save More and speak with the pharmacist to schedule an appointment between 1:30 and 4:30 p.m. That phone number is 864-0910. At Save More Pharmacy, it's important to find out which plan is best for you. Stop in or call Save More Pharmacy for this free service. 1410 East Village Parkway in Mount Zion.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, the NFL.
Well, we're headed into, I wouldn't quite call it the home stretch, but we're headed into the final month of games, five December games, and then the playoffs. And this is when you sort of take a look around and start to think, well, who really has a chance to do some damage in this thing? And if you start in the AFC, New England is 9-2. You know, at one point their defense was just awful. It has improved as you knew it would, and Tom Brady is still healthy, and that's kind of what you need to know about them. And they have a very favorable schedule the rest of the way. If not New England, then you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers. They are also 9-2, a very good defense. Ben Roethlisberger is pretty healthy, and I've watched him a couple times recently. He's still making some really good throws, and I think he's looking for one more great hurrah. The New England schedule is pretty easy. The Pittsburgh schedule is not too bad either, but the game to watch comes 2 weeks from Sunday, December 17th, when New England plays at Pittsburgh. They play head-to-head. That's one of the benchmark games left on the schedule. And no matter what happens, we could get a replay of that game a few weeks after that in the AFC playoffs to see who gets to go to the Super Bowl. It's hard to see another AFC team that can realistically challenge New England and Pittsburgh. At least it is in my mind. Kansas City was very good at one point, and they have completely fallen apart. They've lost five of their last six, so I wouldn't count them in that category any longer. In the NFC, the clear leader and really the best team in the National Football League so far is the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are 10-1. Second-year quarterback Carson Wentz is just playing himself into MVP consideration. They've scored more points than any team in the league. Interesting games the next 2 weeks, however, for them. With Seattle this Sunday night, that game is at Seattle. The Seahawks are 7-4. And then at the 8-3 Los Angeles Rams the following Sunday. If the Eagles win those two games, they will be the strong Super Bowl favorite. But, you know, it's been hard. I think it's just been hard this year to concentrate on the games. There's been so many sideshows that the NFL's had going on between the anthem, between the Jerry Jones, Roger Goodell, nonstop, you know, drama, the Ezekiel Elliott stuff. This last week we had the Michael Crabtree ripping the chain off of his neck thing. And we've had the whole, I think people are finally waking up to the fact that the NFL relaxed its rules on end zone celebrations. And now you're seeing these elaborate choreographed things going on in the end zones, which, you know, they used to said this was horrible. Now they're saying, come and do it. So there's just a lot of things going on in the league right now that have nothing to do with the games themselves. But we're to the point in the schedule where I think we need to start focusing back on the games. Sport Talk tonight from 5 to 7 with Tim Kaine. We'll be in the studio. We'll catch up on a whole lot of different issues, including Illini football and basketball.
All right, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Time for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Tired of Santa skipping your house on Christmas Eve? Low-quality imported gifts from China that are in shambles before Easter? Stockings full of coal? Or gag gift adult onesies with butt flaps from your favorite uncle? Yes, we are tired of it too. That's why we at Heinkel's have developed the Holiday Hero Sampler Pack, the first of its kind. 20 pounds of Heinkel Hickory Smoked Gourmet products for only $60. A 10-pound half bone-in Heinkel ham, 3 pounds of premium thick-cut Heinkel bacon, Kid's Choice Champion jalapeno and cheese wieners, our number one selling Polish sausage, Heinkel's chili con carne, Cajun andouille sausage, Grand Champion ring bologna, German bockwurst, and the best of show deli braunschweiger. A great gift for employees, family members, or your garden variety carnivore. Each Holiday Hero sampler comes with bone and ham cooking instructions and recipe ideas for each item. Due to sales volume, orders must be placed before December 15th. Be a Holiday Hero and give the gift of Heinkel's. Call Heinkel's at 217-428-4401 to pre-order today. Quality since 1912.
Living our promise, Busey Associates are committed to you and your community. As a testament to our dedicated associates, Busey is among Best Banks to Work For and Best Places to Work from American Banker Magazine and Best Companies Group. We're pleased to provide service excellence in the communities we serve. To join Busey's award-winning team, apply online today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
As a parent, sending your child to college comes with a lot of questions, including, how am I going to pay for it? Millikan University makes tuition affordable by awarding all admitted students with scholarships of up to $20,000. In fact, Millikan gives away more than $39 million in scholarships every year. Don't compromise on the value of an education. Encourage your child to apply by December 31st in order to meet scholarship deadlines. Visit millikan.edu/scholarships to learn more. With automated lighting control installation from Liaison Home Automation, every light you choose can be programmed and adjusted to the perfect level, all with a simple touch of a screen. Heading out the door in a hurry, the touch of a button will turn off all the lights in the house or leave on only the ones you choose. Take control of your energy costs by pre-setting your light usage in your home, customizable by time of day and or day of the week. Liaison Home Automation in downtown Decatur, across from the post office, and liaisonhomes.com, connecting you to all things home.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Right, we're going to do it next hour. 7:45, good morning and welcome. It's hard to communicate with you when you're bumping back and doing that. I apologize.
I'm saying is we have two.
I realize that. We'll do two of them in the 8 o'clock hour. And you can turn the Rolling Stones off. I love when the mistake is made and then I get blamed. Happens all the time here.
I'm not blaming you.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Back here with the City Hall insider, Paul Osborne. We're having a community conversation on Monday at 6 p.m., which we'll be broadcasting live from Millikan University. And we have a panel of experts ranging from the CEOs of the hospitals, professors at Millikan, Sheriff Buffett, Police Chief Getz, State's Attorney Jay Scott, Tanya Andrews from Crossings, about this opioid crisis this country is in. It's amazing. I had sent out to all the panelists just sort of like, you know, asking for bullet points about what they considered from their point of view the most important thing to discuss. And it is, when you get into the law enforcement side of this, it is becoming an epidemic. where they would occasionally see it 5 years ago, now it is a daily thing.
Yeah, you have to have a conversation about this and get a direction on this, and it's everywhere.
Yeah, I talked to the sheriff, and the jail is full of people with mental health issues and drug addictions. They're not prepared. I mean, you've got grandmothers. I was told the story of a 67-year-old grandmother with no criminal history arrested for buying heroin because she was addicted to pain prescription medication. I heard from the state's attorney today, lots of people get into the illegal prescription drugs and heroin because they got addicted to them after an injury and were prescribed to them by a doctor. They're seeing that a lot. I mean, this is a different thing than like meth or crack, where you had recreational drug users or people who are already drug addicts moving to a different drug. This is literally people having an injury on a basketball court and finding themselves 6 months later a drug addict.
Yeah, and that's happening more and more, as you say, people you would never suspect ever having any kind of a drug habit, that they're being treated for something, and they have to have that to continue in their own mind, and they can't get off of it.
Yeah, and then the overdoses, we have more people dying of an overdose in this country than we do having been killed in car wrecks. People find it hard to believe, but it's absolutely true. And then a lot of the lower-level crimes, breaking and entering, stealing, it comes from that drug addiction.
Yeah, it just there's so much spinoff from that into the community that's not good. I mean, you're talking about the problem itself is bad, but what happens as a result in the community is just as bad, maybe, except for the cost in human lives.
Yeah,
but robberies and things that people would normally do in their life or ever thought of doing.
So there's a lot of, there's the pharmaceutical side of this, there's the doctor side of this, the hospital experience side of this, the education side of this, the law enforcement, the courts. It's a big issue. So we'll have a panel of those folks answering questions for your education starting at 6 p.m. on Monday night at Millikan University. And I want to thank DMH, DeKinder Memorial Hospital, and HSHS St. Mary's Hospital coming together to present this so that we can start to at least understand the problem.
Yeah, understanding it is really the first step, and I don't think there's a lot of understanding. It just kind of seemed like it happened all of a sudden, but I certainly know for anyone taking medication now.
Well, the pharmaceutical companies, came before Congress and everybody else, and just like the nicotine, with the cigarette companies, promised there wouldn't be addiction issues and promised they were making stuff that wouldn't be, and so they started handing this stuff out like it was candy.
Yeah, and I think the government, to a certain extent, has kind of cracked down a little bit on that, because now, in order for you to get a lot of these medications, you have to have an appointment with a doctor, be regularly seen by a doctor.
Yeah, but what they don't tell you, though, and this is still going on, I had some surgery, a couple of years ago?
Yeah, it wasn't last year, it was the year before.
Okay, 2 years ago. And, I get out, and there's your hydrocodone, they hand you. And I never opened the bottle because I had at least enough in me to know how powerful that stuff is. But how many people, what they don't tell you is that if you have the right DNA makeup and the right physiology, you can become addicted to opioids in less than 3 days.
Yeah, and who knows who has that?
Right, and when you go home with a week's worth of prescription, you could come out of that an addict.
Yeah, yeah, that is serious. I know they limit the prescriptions many times to 30 days, those that have had it, or 60 days, because they don't want to.
And then what happens? Yeah, but that's what happens, though. Then those people are out on the streets buying heroin or ordering fentanyl from China. This is how Prince died. And then you have no idea, because you've got the internet and you can buy stuff from China, you have no idea about the dosage or that's why there's so many overdoses. And so it's a big conversation we're going to have. And I mean, it's not unique to our community. I mean, it's devastated Ohio and West Virginia and New Hampshire. And it seems to have started east and making its way west, but it's a big problem out there. So Monday, I want to welcome everyone to come on out and join us. We're going to be at the new Commons building on the third floor, and we'll have a pretty interesting panel of guests to talk about this.
Yeah, it is something that starts out legal and turns illegal very quickly.
All right, Lindsay, can we do get to the day on the other side of this break? Can we fit that in? Will that work?
Yes, we can do that.
Can we call that a compromise?
Yes.
See how easy that was?
Yep.
Compromise.
Got it.
Need that in leadership. We'll take a break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Mostly cloudy today, gradually clearing up, highs around 53 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly clear, lows around 30. For your Friday, sunshine, highs near 53, and Saturday, mostly sunny, highs near 54. It's 43 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Hey, Decatur, do you have video games, movies, and electronics you'd like to sell? Want serious cash in your pocket? Then listen up, buttercup. Mega Replay is in buying blitz mode. Mega Replay wants to pay you cash. Get cash for used videos.
video games and systems. From Super Nintendo to Wii, Xbox 360, PlayStation 1, 2, and 3, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4. But wait, there's more. DVDs, Blu-rays, and more.
May I have your attention, please?
Mega Replay is now buying iPods, iPads, iPhones, e-readers, digital cameras, flat screens, Blu-ray players, and more. Mega Replay pays cash. Bring in your stuff, and Mega Replay will pay you cash on the spot.
Give me that money.
Check out Mega Replay in Decatur at 4210 North Prospect near Walmart. Call them at 875-7170. That's 875-7170. Learn more at MegaReplay.com. Mega Replay.
From Decatur to Springfield, from Effingham to Belleville, we're bringing even better healthcare closer to home. With outstanding physicians and some of the region's most advanced specialties, our family is coming together to care for yours. HSHS Medical Group and St. Mary's Hospital. Together, part of Hospital Sisters Health System.
It's me, it's you, it's fashion, it's style, it's Shop on Main. It's unique, it's classic, it's jewels, it's clothes, it's Shop on Main. It's fabulous, it's purses, it's scarves, it's shoes, it's Shop on Main. It's fun, it's gifts, it's decorations, it's holiday, it's one of a kind. It's Shop on Main in downtown Decatur. Stop in today to shop our unique selection of quality fashions that will have you walking around in style. We can assist you in choosing that special gift and a little something for you too. Shop on Main, 407 North Main Street in downtown Decatur. Modern look, old-fashioned pampering.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh my God!
All right, you want to run? Don't walk. Run to your PC, your phone, or your iPad, and pull up the Nauticator Facebook page because it's time for gift of the day. This is one of my favorite places, and you know why? When I call there, it must come up as Newhoff Media because they always mess with me when I call, in a fun way. Coney McCain's, they've kept the old-time dining counter concept, so no one ever has to eat alone. When you belly up to the bar, you can bet on lively conversation and cheerful service. If coming to Coney's feels like a trip to Grandma's, maybe that's because it really is. They've been serving Grandma Flo's legendary creation since 1997. So if you miss the diners of yesterday, friendly, familiar people, tasty food, great atmosphere, come home to Coney's. At Coney's, you can enjoy Flo's classics, from flaky pie crust to her made-from-scratch soups, gravies, meatloaf, and more. Everything is made to her specifications. They offer daily specials and a breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu that will make your mouth water. For breakfast, try Flo's famous sausage and gravy biscuits, original from the farm recipe. Fluffy butter biscuits smothered in creamy thick sausage gravy. You can also get that topped with home fries. For lunch, try one of their signature sandwiches like the classic pretzel melt or the club or a family favorite, the Lindy, which is honey ham, provolone, and our own spicy mustard on a grilled sourdough. Or try their bakery chicken salad, their most requested sandwich, tender chicken, grapes, and cashews served on a fresh croissant. Or for dinner, try one of their mouth-watering entrees, like their open-faced roast beef sandwich served with mashed potatoes, drenched in Flo's brown gravy. All this is doing is making me hungry. Is that the intent?
Kind of was hoping you'd get breakfast today or something.
Or the grilled salmon or butterfly chicken breast. They also offer sweet treats, tasty pies right from Flo's kitchen. You want dinner at home? Coney McCain's to go. Call in your order at 475-1111. You can order those biscuits and gravy right now. You can also visit them online at coneymccains.com. They're located downtown Decatur at 104 East Prairie Street in downtown Decatur. And right now, we are giving away a $100 gift card to Coney McCain's on the Now Decatur Facebook page. All you have to do is like, comment, feel free to share, and you're automatically entered. Plus, they're part of our Deck to Town the App contest. Coney McCain's, our gift of the day. I love Coney.
Yeah, I do too. I like the chicken salad on croissant.
Isn't that good?
Yeah,
it is. Little grapes and the walls.
The Lindy is my favorite.
Ah, Lindy's good too. It's all good. I had the biscuits and gravy. When I lived on Merchant Street, that was like a regular. You just walk down on Saturday morning and get a biscuits and gravy to go. Nothing better than that, I can tell you. May have to get those in the 8 o'clock hour. All right, our gift of the day is up on Facebook. Coney McCain's, your chance to win a $100 gift card. And then don't forget our Deck the Town app contest, giving away a $3,200 shopping spree in downtown Decatur. Each and every business has their own code, so you can enter as much as 32 times, and that will give you 32 chances to win the $3,200 shopping spree in downtown Decatur. Our winner will be drawn on December 21st, so make sure you check it out and head into Coney McCain's today. We'll have another gift of the day next hour as we get all 32 of those in before the season is over. It's really tough. I kind of feel like we must be like Florida or like San Diego to sort of get in the Christmas spirit when it's 60 degrees outside. This is an unusual winter year.
Yeah, I posted a picture of the Santa house on Facebook, and someone wrote in, "It needs snow." Well, I'm happy we don't have snow right now.
I'm happy we don't either. Yeah. But at the same time, it's sort of preventing me from feeling kind of Christmassy, right?
Yeah, it's going to be here before you know.
Wednesday's
it.
The Christmas walk.
Yeah, that's right. So, but I don't know. I guess because everything's been so busy this year. I mean, you've been so busy going here and there. The year has gone by just like a flash, and it's hard to believe it's even getting close to Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, we're literally, this is the last day of November. We were, you know, Thanksgiving is done and gone. Yeah. I've got my Tom Christmas card. You know, the Christmas parade has happened. We've had Vespers is this weekend. I mean, we're full go. It is time for Christmas. Now, a reminder, we will be broadcasting the final Vespers concert Sunday night at 7:30, courtesy of Cancer Care Specialist of Illinois. I want to thank Dr. Wade and his group for sponsoring that every year. You can listen to it on 103.3 FM, 1340 AM, or stream it live on the Now Decatur app or nowdecatur.com. And so Sunday night at 7:30, if you want to be in the holiday spirit, I think Vespers is one of the absolute best things that happen in this community every year.
Yeah, they sell out about every year, too.
It's tough. Yeah. You can generally get in the afternoon shows, but Saturday night's pretty tough. It's a great show. If you've never experienced it, I would highly encourage you to call Kirkland today, get a pair of tickets, even if they're up in, you know, the higher seats. You've just never seen anything quite like it. And I would put it up against entertainment value, put it up against anything.
Probably gets everybody in the Christmas spirit.
It is. It's truly, you do. Lindsay, wouldn't you describe that? I mean, it's truly I mean, not sort of what we describe the holidays as. I mean, this is old school,
yes,
biblical, you know, religious meaning of Christmas.
And it is beautiful.
On a college campus.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my sons and his wife are going twice this year.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Twice. Well, if you absolutely can't get to it, or hey, you just want to hear it again, Sunday night at 7:30, we'll be broadcasting the final concert live right here on WSOY. Paul, we will see you next week, and we'll be in December, and I think it's going to be a little colder.
Yeah, yeah. Probably not too cold.
No, we'll be complaining about that then. Yeah. Good stuff. City Hall Insider, Paul Osborne. Check out the DecaturTribune.com, and we'll take a break for the news. Back with more right after this.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available